This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Warsaw, Poland, Saturday that he capped off with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House said about an hour later that the U.S. president is not seeking regime change in Russia. It said the president meant that...
You, the Russian people, are not our enemy. I refuse to believe that you welcome the killing of innocent children and grandparents, or that you accept hospitals, schools, maternity wards, and for God's sake, being pummeled with Russian missiles and bombs.
That was the president directly addressing the Russian people in his speech. The Kremlin has responded to Biden's speech, saying Russia's leader is not to be decided by Mr. Biden. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it should only be a choice of the people of the Russian Federation. And again, that statement from the White House said the U.S. president is not seeking regime change in Russia. It said that the president meant that, in the words of the White House official, Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors in the region. As Biden visited Warsaw, several rockets struck the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. The powerful explosions on Saturday frightened a city that has been a haven for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing other parts of Ukraine. Thick black smoke rose from the first blast site on the city's outskirts for hours before a second set of explosions was reported. Regional Governor Maxim Kozitsky says five people were believed to be injured in the first attack. Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy called the second round a rocket attack, saying it did significant damage to an unspecified piece of infrastructure. He said the rockets that hit the city were from Crimea. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Saturday that the U.S. intends to provide Ukraine with an additional $100 million in civilian security assistance. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the assistance would be to build the capacity of the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs with a view to aiding border security, sustaining civil law enforcement functions, and safeguarding critical government infrastructure. Top EU diplomat Josep Borrell said Saturday that Iran and world powers were very close to an agreement on reviving their 2015 nuclear deal, which would curb Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting tough sanctions. Borrell said in an address to the Doha Forum International Conference that he believes a deal could be reached in a matter of days. Iran wants the removal of a U.S. foreign terrorist organization designation against its elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Tehran has also been seeking guarantees that the United States will not unilaterally withdraw from any agreement. There are also disagreements regarding the extent to which sanctions should be rolled back. And a Friday night shooting at a mall in northwest of Chicago, Illinois, has left one person dead. AP correspondent Jennifer King has the story.
Police in Rosemont, Illinois, say one man is dead and two others were injured, including a teenage girl, after a shooting that had shoppers running for cover near the food court of the fashion outlets of Chicago. A Cook County Medical Examiner's Office identified the man who died as 20-year-old Joel Valdez. Police say a 15-year-old girl who was shot in the right wrist was in stable condition, and a third victim who was wounded ran off. A shopper described hearing automatic gunfire and hiding in the back of a store. Two assailants fled in a red car, and one person was taken into custody as a person of interest. I'm Jennifer King.
Yemen's Houthi group said on Saturday it is suspending missile and drone attacks on Saudi Arabia for 3 days in a peace initiative that it said could be a lasting commitment if the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen stopped airstrikes and lifted port restrictions. The group also announced a 3-day suspension of ground offensive operations in Yemen, including in the gas-producing region of Marib, this according to the head of the Houthis' political office. The unilateral initiative came as the war between the Iran-aligned group and the Saudi-led coalition entered its 8th year. The conflict has killed tens of thousands of people, mostly civilians, and left millions facing starvation and disease. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Warsaw Saturday that he capped off with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And the White House said later that the president is not seeking regime change in Russia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.